The feeling I get when I make a big play is just a lot of excitement because I know I'm helping my team get a turnover and, you know, hopefully bringing momentum to the offensive side of the ball.
He is as strong as anybody we have on the team. He's as fast as anybody we have on the team. He's as laid back as anybody we have on the team.
What I want people to say when they see me play is that he's relentless. He doesn't mind taking one for the team. He's not an individual player. He'll definitely try to put the team on his back and do whatever it takes to get a win.
Now going to take another look, and he'll be sacked by Beasley. Rodgers in trouble, and he'll be sacked. Goff is trying to get there, and they will. And Vic Beasley. Wentz fumbled the ball. And takes a snap, drops straight back, and hit. Fumble. And Ricky drops back, looks. Now he'll be sacked. Beasley got him one-handed. How about that?
It's been a crazy road for a guy who's like a freak athlete, but they don't know where to put him at. He went to Clemson as a tight end, and people don't even know.
Throughout my redshirt freshman year, I was a scout team quarterback.
And he tried to play middle backer, couldn't do that.
And then eventually moved to defensive ends.
He wasn't a starter, ended up leading the team in sacks, had 8 sacks. Coach Sweeney said, after one practice, I vaguely remember, he told him that he could be the best in the country. And at my time, I'm thinking like, man, yeah, all right, this man getting lucky. But no, he put that work in and transferred to the league. Now he's leading the league in sacks. And he's just peaking, man. It's good to see.
I think he's really coming into his own. And in that way, he's finding all the little details that you can go to get better.
The tenacity that he plays with this year versus last year. I feel like he's playing way more comfortable and with a lot more self-belief. Like he's playing with a swag that's unmatched right now. And he's coming into his own, and it's good to see.
Some of the things I did differently were being more committed, you know, spending more time in the film room and studying my opponent a lot more.
He's studied more. Having Dwight Freeney here has been really huge for him.
Sometimes last year he really ran high and would run past, and a tackle could kind of just work with him and make him run, you know, past the quarterback. So he worked hard at developing some counters and knowing that even though he's undersized in terms of weight, he can still convert speed to power if you really get off the ball well.
I continue to work, you know, continue to go out there and put my best foot forward and apply myself each and every week.
He doesn't let stress get to him. You know he's never going to have a heart attack. When he dies, it won't be because he had a heart attack. I can assure you of that. You sometimes are annoyed by that, but you can appreciate the fact that no stage is too big for him.
Goff dropping back. Beasley hit him. Ball's loose. Vic picked it up. 10. A sack, a strip, a recovery, and a score.
I don't know what the feeling is, but I told him this. You have an opportunity this year to put yourself in a position that for lifetime, people will have to say in 2016, Vic Beasley was the NFL sack leader. And that's some rare air. And to be tied with Von Miller, his idol, I just keep pushing that on him. Hey, you got an opportunity where your kids and their kids will be able to say, my great-grandpa led the NFL in sacks in this year. And nobody can ever take that away.